angry.
Hold on. Yeah, we're good. Much I think anger. Everything's right. Let me give you a professional tip from a veteran homeowner to a, what is this, you're almost 2 years homeowner?
No, just over a year.
It'll be two.
Bought it last year.
Yeah, in February.
In October.
Was it October?
Yes.
Why did I think it was February?
I have no fucking clue. I'm not dumb enough to want to move in fucking February.
I mean, it was freezing rain. I think it's because it was freezing rain when I helped you move.
I mean, it wasn't freezing rain. It was just like 50s and rainy.
So that's why I thought, ah, goddamn. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense. So here's my professional tip. If you just don't mow the lawn or rake up the leaves, they'll all blow up along the fence.
Eh.
And then you just bag them up from, you just push the mower on them along the fence in the spring.
That's fine.
And then here's why that's double works. One, it makes them real easy to just gather all up into a bag, your lawnmower bag. And two, it kills all the grass right along your fence so you never have to trim.
I guess.
Just saying.
I don't mind trimming.
It's a pro tip.
Is that a pro tip?
That's a professional tip.
I don't think that's what that is.
That's a tip of the week. Also, just mulch. If you're gonna mow them at all, don't bag them. Just mulch them.
Yeah,
it's better for your grass.
I don't give a fuck about that.
Okay.
Is it better? Is it really better?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not, because then you have to thatch it and blah.
Just mulch it and leave it on the grass in the winter.
Yeah, it's
seriously.
It'll be fine.
It will be fine, Colin.
I'll be fine.
This is some good cold chicken.
Right?
Will you hand me a paper towel from behind you? Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor.
I'm not the one eating today.
Colin tempted me with cold chicken, which is my weakness. I mean, it's not specifically cold chicken. It's free food.
Yeah.
Offering me food is my weakness. I'm Trevor and this is Colin.
Yep. That's me.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
This is good chicken, actually.
It is. Family fare, dude.
This is not bad chicken.
Family fare's, you know, that's where it's at, chicken-wise.
Do anything fun this week?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me about it?
We did Pathfinder.
Yeah, we did.
That was kind of fun.
Episode 2 of Pathfinder?
I mean, except that we went and...
Nobody listened to me?
I mean, I didn't want to do that either. So well,
maybe you should speak up once in a while.
I did.
You didn't.
I wanted to go into the woods.
I think the only thing you said the whole time was, can I try to persuade him? And they're like, how do you do that? And you're like, what do you mean? They're like, what do you say to him? And you're like, oh.
It's a fucking clam. How do you say something to a clam?
Well, then why would you?
And I wasn't persuading. I was intimidating.
Well, you got to.
I was going,
how do you intimidate?
I like that. I probably have like one of the highest intimidation scores out of anybody.
Mine's pretty high, too.
Is it?
Yeah, because I always spec high into intimidation and persuasion because I like diplomacy a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were just dealing with wildlife yesterday, so I just wanted to hit it with an axe.
Yeah,
Everybody kept trying to talk to the stupid fucking clam.
I thought it was more fun to threaten it and make it fucking just give it up.
I just want
to
pry its fucking face open. Fuck this piece of shit clam. I did like harpooning the fish, though. That was fun.
Yeah.
So we played Pathfinder, and we got, like, way off on a tangent that ended up taking, like, 3 hours to go fishing. Basically, yeah. We went fishing for 3 hours.
Big facts.
But I still had fun.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, I would like more combat.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I think next week will be pretty combat, or next session will be real combat heavy, because...
Good, I hope so.
We're definitely fighting an owl bear.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing we'll end up fighting bigger monsters once we get in there.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. That should be fun. Oh my god, you just fucking go for it, don't you?
Well,
You just put the whole chicken wing in your mouth.
You get all that gristle and shit.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's the good stuff.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking horrible.
The gristle's the best part. Thank you very much for reading my mind and handing me a second napkin.
I mean, I've eaten fried chicken before. You absolutely need all the napkins on earth.
God damn.
Every time you eat it.
Oh, welcome to the Loud Neighbors Chicken Eating Podcast, where I eat chicken into a microphone.
Family fare chicken, man. That's where it's at. Fuck KFC and all them places.
That's the good.
Yeah. You don't really have one of those around here, do you?
What, a family fare?
Yeah.
I have no idea. There's a whole bunch of stuff down in Millard that I'm not
there,
fully
yeah,
aware
I think
of.
That's
so there
the,
might be
probably
one down
the closest
there.
One.
I really enjoy Pathfinder.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I can't wait to play again.
I'm not so... the whole role-playing aspect to me...
Oh, really?
Doesn't like... I don't know. I can't get into it as much.
I think you will the more you play it. Especially
yeah, I mean,
with,
probably.
Especially with John around, and I think that new chick who's real into it.
Yeah, she is.
I think that'll help. I kind of like that she's there, because previously, like, our last couple campaigns is pretty much just me doing everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, thank God. I can let somebody else take the reins for a little while.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, Ethan will try to get into it, and he's pretty all right. April's, you know, kind of shy in general, so sometimes she'll pipe up, but a lot of the times she's just along for the ride because she likes hanging out and playing the game. You just sit there and stare at your pants.
My pants?
Yeah, you're just staring at your pants, straight down at your pants.
I was staring at... I don't remember doing that.
This is Colin the whole time. You can't see me, but I'm staring at my pants.
Yeah, I wasn't doing that. I did have pretty nice pants on, though. So
there you go. But John's always ridiculous and a lot of fun to play with. I'm glad he started showing up. I don't know. Have you met him prior to that? Their brother, John, with the funny mustache?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he came over for wrestling at least once.
He is a entertaining motherfucker.
He came over for Munchkin a couple of times.
So, I guess so. And probably Betrayal.
Grace's brother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You said their brother.
I mean, they're married, so...
I understand this, but I'm like,
Look, they're a unit.
What's their?
They're a unit.
I guess.
That's how relationships work.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah,
probably. My thing is, though, I'm like, I'm just sitting there listening. I'm trying to figure out the fucking rules.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit going on. I'm like, God damn it, dude.
Well... Most of the rules are not that important. All you need to know is what you add to your dice when you roll.
Well, I mean, that's just it. But it's like looking at the different modifiers to the different actions I can take. I'm like, just trying to fucking figure those out. And
I mean, I can help you out with any of
that. I'm trying to think ahead when I'm playing. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do next? Instead of going, derp, oh, it's my turn.
Yeah, my plan is usually...
It's when you ask me, what do you say in character? I'm like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, well then don't say you say something if you not have a plan.
I didn't say, I wasn't saying anything. I just wanted to intimidate.
Well, how do you do that?
I just intimidate.
That's not very intimidating.
That's how you intimidate.
Is this how you do it with this big shit-eating grin on your face? I don't think...
I intimidate by my...
Your big soy smile?
My plus seven to intimidate. That's how I intimidate. I don't get it.
Ugh, Colin.
What? I'm using the numbers.
Maximum effort.
Yes, exactly. Yesterday, I was at Pop Culture Exchange, and they had a Mask of the Phantasm jetpack Joker.
Like,
that's kind of cool.
Is it?
That's also really dumb, but it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I like that animation style.
I agree.
For Batman.
I've got the... One.
Mm-hmm.
I want them all, but there's fucking at least 100 figures in that set.
Yeah.
Because there's a Batman and a Robin and a Nightwing and a Batgirl and a Gordon and then every single villain that's ever been on the show, and they're $20 a piece.
Jesus.
So the only one I have is the Ventriloquist, but yes, I always really liked that cartoon's art style.
Yeah.
And, They had...
I think my favorite villain was always Clayface.
That's fair. They did a good job with him on that cartoon.
Yeah.
He was lame in the comics, but
was he?
there's a lot of villains who were lame in the comics and they made really fucking good in that cartoon. Like,
I should sit down and watch it.
Like Mr. Freeze.
Oh, did I tell you a couple months back, my buddy Tim, I guess his brother-in-law passed away and he went over to his place to, they were going through his stuff and he brought in a box of DVDs.
Yeah.
And I got the three seasons of the Batman, the original series, like the fucking the live 60s? Action. Yeah.
Watch it.
All sealed.
Watch it.
I will at some point. I can't remember what else I got in there.
Particularly the first season is so fucking smart.
Yeah.
And like, there's just environmental jokes that are, so there's signs on everything.
Yeah.
Everything has a sign on it. They get to an abandoned building and it has a sign that says like rundown warehouse,
yeah,
labeling it. It's so fucking funny. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
There's one that's like a door that says like, or no, there's a switch and there's a label next to it that says unlabeled switch.
It's a labeled switch.
Yeah.
It says it's unlabeled.
Yes.
It's pretty funny.
It's so fucking funny. Like they knew exactly what they were making.
Right.
Adam West just goes
which is,
all in
which
on
is
it.
Really weird. Like, did they do that because it was a comic book and they're like, oh, we're going to make this silly or what was the reasoning behind going that direction? Because the comic books of Batman, I don't think have ever been campy.
In the 60s, they got, so the Comics Code came around and ruined everything, which is like a set of, it basically it's why Marvel sucks. Despite, you know, Kavarius is going to hate hearing that, but it's why they got so fucking vanilla at a certain point. Like, everything's started ignoring it now, but it's why there was no blood, why nobody ever died, why everything was ridiculous. Why, when the Joker started, he was an assassin murdering people, and that's what he did. He's like, he would come on the radio and be like, at midnight tonight.
So was Batman's, was his ethos always to not kill people, used to fucking go and cat people in the face?
The first several issues, he just breaking necks left and right.
Nice.
Kicking people off buildings.
When did that all change? Was that in the...
I can't say for certain.
Well, what kind of Batman fan are you sitting in a Batman room with a Batman man?
With 100 years of fucking Batman, I couldn't tell you the exact point where they pinpointed that.
Yeah.
I will tell you most of the things that... Like he's got this credo that's like villains are a superstitious and cowardly lot. It's a thing Batman, it's like a Batman catchphrase, mm-hmm, that is in the background that came from like Batman number one in 1940, which is I think also the comic the Joker debuted in.
Batman so much more interesting than Superman.
He is.
I don't understand why Superman was like the, for so long everybody's like Superman, and like, no. Like, they made a bunch of movies.
Well, for this,
and they're bad.
Because
it was Superman. He was terrible.
Those movies are so
bad. It wouldn't matter.
Boring.
They could have been the best production quality. It's still a fucking Superman movie that nobody wants to see ever. Because it's Superman.
I'm still convinced that there's a way to make a good Superman movie.
I'm sure there is. And it would probably have to do with them just, like, an origin story being on fucking... whatever.
No, nope, they tried that.
Planet it was.
I think they've tried that.
What's that planet called?
Krypton. There's
Clark
a
Kentian.
Nope, that show exists. It's called Krypton, and it sucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it has fucking. I think it does have Lobo in it though, so I might have to watch an episode of it.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't remember. I don't know exactly when. Most of the things that most people know about Batman came around in the late 70s and early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all his real hardcore lore now is established either by, like, fucking Denny O'Neill and Alan Grant and shit. I think that's who it was, in the 70s. And then in the 80s with Frank Miller when he wrote Dark Knight Returns and Batman Year One. That's Batman Year One.
That's, like, the only Batman I've ever read, and it's fucking excellent.
Yeah. If you like that, I'll give you two more comics you will like almost as much.
Yeah.
To read. I need them back, obviously.
I mean, I won't read them, so...
You might like The Long Halloween. You should give it a thought. If you don't want to
I
read
might
it,
fucking
fine.
Have that. I should go look.
You should check.
That might be one of those things, because
I
used to go to Ground Zero all the time because they do their trades for like half off, and I'm like, sometimes I'll buy shit. I'll look.
Long Halloween is kind of a noir whodunit.
Joker?
No.
No, that's not the... Wasn't there one of those that was like kind of a just all about the Joker.
That's the Killing Joke.
That's okay.
And that one is also excellent.
Yeah.
But very fucking dark.
I mean, it seems like it would have to be with the Joker.
Yeah.
Is it like the movie The Joker?
No, worse.
Oh.
There may or may not be implied sexual assault.
I mean,
of Barbara Gordon.
Yeah.
After she gets shot in the spine.
Oh, goddamn.
And then he may or may not take pictures of her naked and put them all up on projectors in a roller coaster that he locks Jim Gordon in and makes him see pictures of his naked daughter bleeding to death.
Jesus.
Killing Joke is a fucked up book.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it.
It's pretty good. I read it when I was like 10 or 11 years old.
Yeah, great.
And that's why I'm a Batman fan. I went straight out of Adam West into the Killing Joke. And that's why I am the way I am.
I guess that makes sense. He's zany, but he's also fucked in the head.
Yes. Yes. Goddamn, I love Batman.
Yeah, Batman's pretty interesting. That's for sure. I subscribed to this Disney Plus because it's $6.99 a month. And I'm like, well, all right, you got me with a under $10 a month subscription.
Yeah.
And not like under like by a penny, but under by a couple of bucks.
Yeah.
So, because I looked at what's on there, I'm like, fuck, there's a lot of shit on there.
It's like when you think of Disney, you're like, well, yeah, I don't care about cartoons. And then you're like, well, yeah, I guess I got the Marvel and the Star Wars shit. But beyond that, like, I'm pretty sure they owned Miramax and a million other like indie
they
shit.
Own a shit. There's a bunch of Fox properties they got on there now.
The amount of like indie shit you forgot that was all actually Disney.
If you actually want to go watch the fucking Simpsons,
yeah,
you can go on Disney Plus.
Is it all on there?
Yes, really? Every fucking thing from episode one on up. Which I'm like, I want to start watching this, but I don't want to start watching this because that'll be a fucking time sink.
Not really. You just start at season 3 and watch through season 9 and then you stop.
Yeah.
So that's 6 seasons of... I mean, that's only 6 seasons.
Really only season 9? I can't remember really when it stopped, when I stopped paying attention. Now...
Season 1 and 2 are unwatchable.
When they get all of fucking Futurama on there as well.
Oof. They don't own all of Futurama.
Well...
Even if they only own... They would only own the first 4 seasons.
That's all you need.
It's true.
Because the Netflix stuff was fine.
The Comedy Central stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Comedy Central.
I didn't watch... I don't know if I've even seen any. I've seen like a couple of episodes.
It's funny.
I'm sure.
It's
still Futurama.
Yeah, but it's...
I mean, even its worst is probably better than The Simpsons, let's be honest. Because The Simpsons is...
I don't know, man. There's Simpsons some good, Simpsons shit, dude.
Yeah, the monorail episode.
The monorail episode. The fucking Homer's Enemy episode with Frank Grimes.
Yeah.
Oh, grimy. He's fucking swallowing a turkey whole. He eats like a pig. I'd say he eats more like a duck.
There were 6 good episodes, seasons of that fucking show.
Yeah, they were fucking solid. You know what fucking show has gone on forever and remains to be fucking great?
What's that?
South Park.
Yeah.
Have you did you watch the new episode?
Yeah.
Goddamn.
I liked all of it, but their last joke, the end of it, where the PC babies weren't mad.
Yeah.
They missed the mark on that one, buddy.
How?
The PC babies are fucking pissed. Do you know how many articles there are right now about how fucking South Park is irrelevant and needs to be canceled and they don't understand?
I think that's the point.
But the PC babies are still crying is my point.
Yeah, I know. But I think that makes it funnier.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Because so they did an episode making fun of men beating up women.
Yep.
And
trans people in women's sport.
Yeah.
Or as Dick complained, it's sports.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
It's like, I mean, if you don't think that somebody who was a man until they were 26 years old might have an advantage in a fist fight.
You're fucking retarded. You're just retarded. There's no other fucking anything. You're just fucking retarded.
No matter how many hormones
just
you
retarded.
Pump that man full of.
Just retarded. That's all you are. I'll keep using the hard R word. See, here's the thing. Like, there was that Fallon Fox guy who was fighting in mixed martial arts.
He was
just smashing fucking...
Literally collapsing women's skulls in.
Yeah. And then he fought somebody who actually could fight, and he got the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah.
Like, he was relying on his just brute fucking strength. It's kind of like... Kind of like Brock Lesnar when he was fucking wrestling and in the UFC, like he really, I mean, he's a good wrestler. He won it, but the reason he won those fucking NCAA championships is because of his fucking massive
he's
size.
A fucking mountain.
Yeah. Like he used that fucking strength. Cause like the weight classes, the way they work, like I guess he was, I think 285 was what he was fighting at wrestling at.
Yeah.
And whatever guy he won his national championship against was like 40 pounds less than him.
Jesus. Yeah, that'll do it.
And Brock didn't win handily either.
Yeah.
Like the dude was a better wrestler. You just fucking,
there's only so much you can do.
Well, there was like,
physics are always going to be in the way at some point.
There was always this fucking, saying in like the stupid car racing community, there's no replacement for displacement.
Yeah.
It's like, you can put as many turbos and shit as you want on a vehicle, but man, that big block fucking Chevy's going to have an advantage over most of those.
I don't understand that means, but yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Anyway, anybody didn't watch South Park this week, Strong Woman, PC Principal's girlfriend Strong Woman, was participating in the Strong Woman contest and lost to what was clearly supposed to be Macho Man Randy Savage in a sports bra.
He takes his fucking pants off at the end. He's just got his balls and wiener flopping around in the underwear.
Does a little fucking pose.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, all of the...
And there was a bunch of board game references for Trevor all
over
that thing.
There was. And I knew most of them. They were playing Star Trek Ascendancy at the end. And I'm like, oh my God, somebody else has heard of that game. It's awesome.
Speaking of which, yesterday after we left that... it was Chad's house.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to stop at that fucking, the game room place or whatever it's called.
The Geek Room?
Geek Room. That's
fuck.
It.
You should have told me I'd have went with you.
I'm sorry. I was walking through there. I didn't buy it, but I saw it. There's like a fucking Ferengi Rules of Acquisition game.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's tempting. I need to do some research.
Yeah, do some research.
See if it's actually
good.
If it's
any good, I will play it with you.
Because that would actually be fucking fun.
Look into that.
And tied to that, I saw somebody yesterday was talking about Star Trek and
I love that store.
It's pretty cool in there. But somebody was talking about Star Trek and when I was in that store, I'm walking through, I'm like, is that Connor? And it's just a dude who looked exactly like Connor. I'm like,
I went in there one time and there was like six or seven dudes in there. They were all...
Were you like me?
They were all slightly overweight with beards and cargo shorts and polo shirts. I'm like, well, I guess there's a uniform in this store. The owners are fucking awesome, though.
Yeah, I talked really to the lady last night.
She's super outgoing.
I voted. They had a bunch of dragons up.
Yeah, I know.
I had to vote on.
I know. I wanted them. I didn't have time. I didn't have time to paint a dragon.
Yeah.
I didn't have time, Colin.
Honestly, and so I picked my three.
Yeah.
In order, and the one I picked to be number one, I picked more, less because of the dragon itself and more because of the fucking base it was on. Like the amount of shit, the detail on the rocks they did was fucking good.
Then I already know who's gonna win that one.
Yeah.
Because the guy who beat me when I entered my orcs could not paint miniatures for shit, but his base was amazing.
Really?
Yeah. So I entered my orcs. The thing was like a squad of 3 to 5.
Is that the dude that has his fucking the votes padded?
Yes, 100%. I don't know if he actually has his votes padded or if it's just a bunch of assholes like you who go in there and see like... So he did...
I mean, the dragon was good too.
Yeah, okay.
But
then maybe it wasn't him. Yeah. I'm just going to shit all over this poor dude for no reason. Just because I should have fucking won.
Just because you got beat?
I guess I got beat, you piece of shit, and now I'm fucking... Ugh. So he did... It was like Wizard of Oz... So it's like this big fucking plate-sized base of the yellow brick road and a fence line. And the base was fucking beautiful. But then it was, you know, Dorothy and a scarecrow and a tin man.
They're just kind of meh.
They were not good.
Yeah.
They were not well painted.
I mean,
and I lost it, got number one, and I'm like, fuck this place, I'm never coming here again. But then I came again and I won. Because I was the best. I was undeniably the best when I came back. I redoubled my efforts. I spent so much fucking time painting my goddamn thing for the one I won.
Yeah.
And I earned my victory. I didn't cheat with some fancy schmance base.
I mean, that's not really cheating. That's part of it.
Fuck you.
It is part of it.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you get better at bases, asshole.
Oh, you should see the bases.
And spend less time on your fucking characters.
The one I won, you should see the base on it. It's fucking dope.
Yeah. See, there you go. That's why you fucking won.
It 100% helps. I just finished painting my guys for Warcry. Oh, speaking of, bring me my kill team rulebook back, you motherfucker.
Okay.
Because you're not going to read it, obviously. It's been a year.
It hasn't been a year.
It's been like... Anyway, I want it back because I want to bind it. I'm going to take it. Apparently, you can take shit like that into like Kinko's or something, and they'll cut the spine off of it, paper punch through it, and put a spiral binder on it.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, that seems painful to do to something like that.
I've got an extra copy.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to take one
of the copies. You should see if they'll fucking copy it.
They probably won't do that because I'm sure there's some kind of rules about copyright.
I mean, just one copy?
I don't know.
One copy, buddy?
You can ask him.
You can ask him.
I'm not going to. What do I need another? I've already got two copies.
To give one to me.
Why? I gave you one. You still haven't read it.
I'll read it. I haven't had the time.
Also, you don't want to play that anyway. It's complicated and you're dumb.
What?
I'll finish building my Warcry and we'll play that instead because it's for simpletons.
Are you saying I'm dumb?
Yes.
I'm not, though.
I mean, judging how long it took you to figure out me saying you're dumb was me saying you're dumb. Warcry boils it all down to one dice roll instead of five dice rolls. So it's like fucking super duper simple. So
it's better.
Maybe. Depends on what you're into. Also, the warbands are pre-built and come in the box, so you don't have to worry about trying to point out an army.
So I guess I bought those things for no reason.
Oh, no. I'll still play Warcry. I'll still play Kill Team with you if you ever actually glue those together and
paint them. Paint them. You can't not paint them.
I mean...
You can't not paint them.
Well, if you ever do any of that,
right?
Let me know and I'll play Kill Team with you because
like some paints,
yeah,
that are better than what I got.
Okay,
but like,
okay,
paints are fucking expensive.
Don't buy the GW paints.
I wouldn't.
The other ones are only $3 a pot.
Yeah,
which is still expensive.
Still expensive,
but it's not $7 a pot, which is like I think how much GW paints are now. Yeah. And also they're bigger. And also they come in a dropper bottle, so you don't waste as much.
That's true.
Half the pot doesn't fucking dry out on the lid.
Also doesn't have gigantic fucking hole in the top.
Yeah.
With lids that don't like to go back in place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got to scrape all the dried paint off of it to get it to close again.
Yeah. Great. Fucking idiots with your Games Workshop shit.
It's such good paint, but it's such garbage fucking containers.
Yeah. Well, they want you to buy as much as you can.
Well, I do. It's working.
Yep. Idiot.
Actually, though, I'm transitioning mostly to Vallejo because nobody used to, like, Dragon's Lair had some Vallejo paint. And Hobby Lobby has like military shades of Vallejo paint.
God, you're the only one who cares about this.
I'm not, obviously.
I mean,
because
listening to the show.
Oh, maybe, but I don't fuck them.
Wow.
I record this for me, brother.
Do you?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Is it?
I mean,
who do you record this for?
I mean, my.
You think anybody listening wants to hear you whine and bitch about whatever you're complaining about that week?
That's probably the only reason they listen. It's like, what is Colin going to complain about today?
Man, I can't wait to hear Colin talk about stereo equipment for 2.5 hours.
I mean, I don't talk about it that
way. So I get to talk about...
nobody listens to me about it.
I get to talk about the intricacies of paint and what stores carry them, motherfucker.
I mean, you've talked about it before is the problem.
It's all that matters to me.
More than once.
All that matters to me is that they have the full line of... they got fucking this new paint in down there, which is why I wish you'd have called me, because I kind of wanted to go yesterday and then just didn't. But they got this shit in called Turbo Dork paint that's fucking...
Is it just got you on the fucking cover?
Yes, it's just me like this with a big thumbs up and a fucking soy grin.
Fucking turbo dork.
It, you know, like that shit they put on cars to where, like, if you're looking at it from the front, it's purple, and then from the mm-hmm. side, it's green. It does that.
Yeah.
It's miniature paint that does that.
Yeah.
So I kind of, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool. Need it.
Need it.
I need it, Colin. Fucking need it.
I guess so.
That's it.
Okay.
Yesterday I played through the rest of this video game I had been playing called Until Dawn.
Yeah.
It is a horror video game. It is the video game David Cage wishes he had been making all these years. It's one of those, like, basically interactive cutscene video games, like a David Cage game, except good. It doesn't control like shit.
It's like D.
I've never played D.
D does control like shit.
No, this one controls D good.
D is like, it's not even tank controls. It's turn and you go one direction, hit the button again, you
the
incremental turns, and then you can go forward.
Oh my God. I tried to start up Heavy Rain again, and that one, you pull the right trigger to walk forward.
I don't even know what Heavy Rain is.
It's David Cage's game from the PlayStation 3.
Oh, okay.
David Cage makes weird interactive cutscene games.
Why do people play his games?
Because it's an interesting idea, and they always look beautiful. And it's an interesting idea, and they're very big on like decision-making. So like everything in the game is like choices you make that change how the story... It's like a choose-your-own-adventure book.
Yeah.
But with all the fucking...
But apparently not good.
Like a choose-your-own-adventure book.
I mean, but really not good.
Yeah. But this one...
Some of those were pretty awesome.
Yeah. This one was this fucking... David Cage didn't make this. It's just that kind of a game. But it's fucking fun. It's every single horror movie trope and genre there is. Like, it starts off with these kids go up to the woods... And they pull a prank, and the girl they pull a prank on, she runs out into the woods, and her sister runs after her, and then they fall down into a cave and presumably die. And then a year later, their brother is like, come back up to the cabin, and let's celebrate their memory or whatever. So they're back up in this, basically, the fucking overlook, like in the middle of the mountains in a winter in a fucking snowy lodge. And then like maybe there's a serial killer killing them at the start, and then there's like some Saw type shit, and then all of a sudden there's some ghosts or something maybe, but then it all turns out to be like April Fools, if you've ever seen that movie, where it was all like a dude playing a prank to get... I'm spoiling this whole game for you. I hope you don't mind.
I mean, I'm probably never going to play it.
It's like, it turns out the brother was just pulling pranks on him because like, fuck you guys,
get him.
My sister. But then like, well, but this chick's actually dead. And he's like, wait, what do you mean? I didn't actually murder anybody. So then it turned out there were monsters. There were Wendigo in the woods actually eating the kids. Oh so God, they fucking hit everything.
Stupid as shit.
But it works. It's so good.
Yes.
It was a fun game. I mean, when you got 10 hours to tell a fucking stupid horror movie story, you can...
Yeah, I suppose so.
You can dole it out over that time. It was a lot of fun, though. And fucking Peter Stormare is in it for some reason.
I don't know who that is.
You know who Peter Stormare is as soon as you saw him. Have you ever seen Armageddon?
Yeah.
The Russian.
Don't remember.
Wow, Colin. How do you not know the fucking legendary Peter Stormare?
Nobody knows who it is.
Anyway, I beat that game last night. Everybody knows who Peter Stormare is except for you.
Probably not.
Listeners, write in and let me know if you know who Peter Stormare is before I explain it to Colin, which I'm going to do right now. Anyway, that was my week. I played that game with you, and
nobody knows what that guy's name is.
Everybody knows who Peter Stormare is.
Yeah, but nobody knows what his name is.
Yeah, but everybody knows him.
It doesn't matter. Right, nobody now knows what his name is.
Everybody who's not an idiot. Oh, also, I watched The Matrix, and it's fucking probably top three best action movies of all time.
You're fucking high.
You're an idiot.
You are an idiot.
No.
You are you just said you're like Y-O-U-R.
No, I said... Yeah,
that's what you said to me right there.
Yeah.
Idiot.
You're so goddamn wrong on that. It's insane.
Not good.
It's insane how wrong you are. It's, like, every fucking frame
you
of
know,
that movie
you know what's
is a
better?
Masterpiece. Nothing.
Fast and Furious.
No.
Go fuck yourself.
Jesus Christ.
They're all garbage.
Even the good Fast and the Furiouses aren't
None of them are good.
The Rock Bottom's a dude in that one. That's probably good. I've never seen it, but...
I mean, they're not good.
They parachute cars out of a plane in that one. That's got to be pretty good.
No, The Matrix is, it's...
You're insane.
It's not.
You're actively fucking retarded.
It's stupid.
You're more retarded.
It's a bad movie.
It's not.
It's a bad movie for bad people.
It's a good... Also, rewatching it, I really want the Russos to direct a Batman movie.
Do you?
I don't want them to write it, but I want them to direct it.
Yeah.
Because everything they do with the camera looks
Bullet
like it's...
time.
Is awesome. Those effects were awesome. Fucking martial arts scenes were awesome, but they're framing like,
I know Kung Fu.
He doesn't deliver it like that. That's the best part. This, so everybody's opinion of that movie is like everybody's opinion of Sarah Palin.
No, it's not. Based on everybody's opinion of that is based off of their opinion of Keanu Reeves acting, which is
awesome.
It's not.
Name one bad movie he's ever made.
All of them.
One bad Keanu Reeves movie.
All of them.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is a bad movie.
Yes.
Well, this has been the Loud Neighbors podcast, and I guess we're not doing it anymore because I don't even know this man.
It's not a good movie. I like the movie, but it's not good.
I'm disgusted by you right now.
You should be.
I'm fucking actually nauseous. I'm sickened. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Speed. What a great movie.
Speed's fine. It's
fine.
Great action movie.
It's not
it's exactly
great.
It's
There's
a
nothing
summer blockbuster.
Do you know what the word great means, Trevor? I don't know if you do. I don't know.
I do.
Like,
you know
if you're like,
that's
a pretty good movie.
Matrix
I'm okay
is
with
great.
That. It's not great.
The Matrix is.
It's not.
The Matrix is a masterpiece.
It's
every fucking frame of that movie is artwork.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's so good.
It's so bad.
Fucking insane.
It's dumb.
But I think I know why you don't like it.
Because it's stupid.
Because there are scenes in it where, like, people are talking.
Trinity's dumb.
It's taking its time.
The and fucking dude from The Sopranos is dumb.
If a movie doesn't front load the plot for you in the first 30 seconds and then end,
that's,
you hate it because
not
you're
the
a
case
fucking
at all.
Idiot.
That's not the case at all.
Colin's favorite movie is fucking those 5-second films on YouTube. They're
those
the only ones
good.
He can make it
those
through.
Are pretty funny.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But no, that's not the case.
Anyway, since you're done being wrong about movies,
Boondock Saints is a top 3 fucking action movie.
Oh my God. I like Boondock Saints.
And it's a top 3 action movie.
It's not good. It's like 90s edgelord bullshit blown out. It's like, what if we made The Matrix, but like made it for edgelords?
What?
What if we made them
made for edgelords?
What? I mean, watch it. What if we made the?
I have.
What if we made the
about
Matrix?
About 1,000 times.
But we made it for that fucking one dude who always fucking cheats at Dungeons and Dragons in your group. What if we made a movie just for him? And that's that movie.
That's not a movie for Steve.
That's a 100%. That movie was written and made for Steve. They might as well just call it Steve the Movie.
That movie's excellent.
It is.
Go away.
But it's also terrible. It's a not good movie.
Yeah,
that I love.
Neither is the fucking Matrix.
You're wrong about
I'm
that.
I'm not.
It's one of the best movies ever made.
Oh, God. Now you're just digging in, doubling down for no reason.
You know what? I will be honest. I was just being an asshole about it. But then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch this and see if I'm wrong. And it was actually better than I thought. It was better than I remember it being.
It's not good.
It's fucking incredible. It was beautiful.
I just had deja vu.
But he doesn't talk
fucking
like
movie.
That.
He does. He talks exactly. It's like, ugh.
Sarah Palin never said, like, she could see
bro,
fucking Russia
I
from
know
her porch.
This.
You piece of shit.
I know this.
Ugh. Christopher Walken is the only person. Okay, that was going to be a bad analogy. Christopher
what?
Walken actually does sound like caricatures of Christopher Walken.
Right.
But Keanu Reeves doesn't.
But yeah, he does.
Except for in Bill
Except
and
he
Ted.
Does.
Yeah.
Except he does.
The only line in that movie that is actually that silly is when he goes, whoa. The rest of them, he doesn't deliver like that. He does go, whoa.
I know Kung Fu.
But he doesn't say it like
but
that.
He does.
That's the best part.
He does.
Ugh. Got stories? Give me stories, because if I keep talking to you about this, I'm really going to fucking never do this show again because you're so goddamn wrong about every movie opinion you have.
I'm not.
You think Shaolin Soccer is the best movie ever because you're a retard.
I never said it's the
you
best
did.
Movie
You're
ever.
Like, never
never watch bad stuff that I like, and I have no taste.
You do know the time you made me watch Shaolin Soccer is why I punish you endlessly with Sleepaway Camp, right?
No, it's because you actually think Sleepaway Camp's a great movie. Same with Troll 2. It's a masterpiece.
Sleepaway Camp's terrible, but it's a masterpiece in how fucking bad it is.
Yeah, you say that. I think you actually just think it's a great movie.
I unironically like it. But I understand it isn't well done. But the thing I like about that in Troll 2 is...
It's okay that you're just not... Your palate's not good enough for Amy Schumer movies.
Exactly. I'm sorry Sandler. I don't just sit around fucking... Oh, fuck. I wish we didn't have 20 minutes left.
Idling your car in Massachusetts for too long this winter to warm it up could land you a $500 fine.
Good job, idiots. How long is too long?
Well, let's see. Let's give a quick few. Oh, no person shall cause, suffer, or allow or permit the unnecessary operation of the vehicle of the engine of a motor vehicle while said vehicle is stopped for a foreseeable period of time in excess of 5 minutes. So you can't warm your car up for more than 5 minutes.
I'm excited to be the person.
Idling your car for more than 5 minutes could result in a $100 fine for the first offense and up to $500 for each subsequent offense. The department says that an exception to the rule is for defrosting windshields as it's necessary to clear an obstructed view for safety reasons.
Oh, well, how generous of them for understanding why you warm your car up, you dipshits.
That's not the only reason you warm your car up. The other reason is because it's fucking cold outside and I don't want to fucking sit and drive in my cold ass goddamn car.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm getting a remote start. I'm in 2 weeks.
I can't.
I'm excited.
I mean, I can, but I'd have to bypass my clutch safety, which doesn't sound like a good idea. Plus, I always put it in gear when I park.
See, I never did. But now I have an automatic, so.
Yay.
I got tired of driving.
My dad went through the same thing. I don't know.
Three cars were all sticks, and then I'm just like, you know, I'm just going to. And I almost bought another one, but.
I would totally
Fuck it, dude. Done with it. Too old.
I get it. Like I said, my dad went through the same exact thing. If I lived at, where is this, Massachusetts? Mm-hmm. Oh, I would just be in my window like a fucking, like that rear window dude all day long looking for idling cars and dialing 911 and just flooding 911 with idling cars.
Yeah.
And then what happens? They're going to get there within enough time that those people are still sitting there idling 2 hours later. What the fuck? How are you going to enforce this even? What a dumb fucking law. Are cops just going to hang out in parking lots?
Like, well, you're right. Idlers? It is a dumb fucking law.
Ugh.
Well, look, it's the left coast. They're really bad at everything.
They must be really fucking... They must be low on speeders. Like, people must not be speeding as much anymore, and they need to make up revenue. That's my guess.
Here's an article from somebody who's completely out of touch with reality.
All right.
Never spend more than this much of your income on a car, says millionaire finance expert.
Oh, shit.
Americans have a complicated relationship with cars. Aside from buying a home, car is probably the second most expensive purchase you'll ever make in your life. After more than 10 years of riding, blah, 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 blah.
They've clearly never played Warhammer.
I found that being too fixated on the advertised price of a car is the biggest and most expensive mistake buyers make. That's fine. Too often, people will purchase a car without having a realistic understanding of how much more it will actually cost to own. As a result, they end up spending too much and exceeding their budget. Well, okay. And all this is fine and dandy.
With it so far.
Never spend more... than this month to save than this much to save others from making this costly mistake. I came up with the 1/10 rule for buying a car. It's simple. Spend no more than 10% of your gross annual income on the purchase price of a car.
Oh, great. So most Americans have to buy a fucking car that doesn't exist.
Why? Because the upfront cost of a vehicle isn't going to be the only thing you pay for in cutting down your base price.
They
budget.
Don't sell $3,000 cars.
Trevor, if you're making that much money, you should be taking public transportation.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yep, or ride a scooter.
I bought.
That's literally what he says.
Basically, I bought a 10-year-old car that was pretty much as cheap as a used car you could find that wasn't literally falling apart, yep. And it was $6,000.
Oh, and you know why it's like that? Oh. Cash for clunkers.
Oh, right.
Fucking completely destroyed the used car market.
Good job, idiots.
Still hasn't recovered from
it. Well, how could it?
Well, it never fucking will.
Yeah.
Because it's like, now we have... Here's the thing I've noticed.
Now they make cars that deteriorate.
Yes.
So
way fucking faster.
And then they charge fucking $80,000 for... Dude, cars are fucking stupid how expensive they are.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking $40,000 for just like an economy car? Are you fucking fist fucking me?
Right.
You posted that fucking PT Cruiser and you're like, people paid $20,000 for this. I'm like, I would fucking suck my own dick to pay $20,000 for a car that ugly if it was brand new.
No, you wouldn't, because it was a piece of shit car. That's the problem. It wasn't like your Ford, dude.
I get it, but
you don't own
buy a $20,000 car today. I don't care how stupid it is.
You can't.
You can't.
But also, that was 20 fucking years ago, and we're making double what we were 20 years.
Are you?
No. That's the joke.
Come hire me, motherfucker.
That's the joke of it.
Holy shit.
Actually, I am making double what I made back then, but it's neither here nor there. I should be making three times what I was making.
I might be making double what I was making in 2000.
Well, that depends. I worked at Sears for about a year, and I made a shitload of money there because I was on commission.
Sure.
But everywhere else, I was like hovering around 10.
Yeah. I'll be right back. I gotta go grab my email machine.
Maintenance and other hidden costs will eat up your savings. The more you drive your car, the more expensive it will cost to maintain it with thousands of parts to each vehicle. See, here's one of the issues here is that he's saying don't spend more than 10% of your gross annual income. So you go out and buy, say, a $3,000 or $4,000 car. All you're going to do is dump money into it.
Colin, it's easy. You just buy a $100,000 car.
If you buy something new with a warranty, guess what? You don't have to worry about for at least 5 years. Any of that shit. Ugh. You have a lot more to stretch. But I mean, it's just another fucking case of a one percenter not understanding. How? Also, that's the other thing.
How real people live?
Yeah. That's the other thing I don't get. Don't rob yourself of financial freedom. I have a car payment, and I'm doing pretty fucking decent.
I don't, and it's wonderful.
I mean, I didn't want one.
Yeah.
But it was, here is my options, Trevor. It was, well, you can either go get a new car and have a $350 a month payment.
Yeah.
Or... you can drop like $6,000 right now, maybe more, on replacing your motor. I'm like, well.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I mean, why would I spend $5,000 to fix up a 10-year-old, you know, 14-year-old car at the time that needs other work anyway?
Right. That's
no point.
Not quite where I'm at on this one yet, because I only need about $700 worth of work on mine, so the front end doesn't fall off. But
I've also learned another lesson. Just buy fucking slow cars. Like, the bigger, the faster, the fancier the car, the more expensive they are to fucking maintain.
Colin, you've only ever driven slow cars. I know we were going to Red Robin and you thought you were a race car driver.
I was
going to
dust that guy. He cheated. He had a nuclear reactor under his hood. Also, no, that's okay. I should restate what I said. Don't buy sports cars.
Yeah, duh. Of course.
Because they're fucking just terrible.
Also, don't buy BMWs.
Well, that's just fucking stupid.
Yeah. Just my advice. Look, you don't have to listen to me. I don't know shit. Who am I?
I never bought BMWs.
But
I buy Subarus.
It costs like $1,000 to get your oil changed because it's like proprietary.
Well, that's
bolts
because they saw a sucker
shit
coming from a mile away. As part of that.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm not saying that, but...
And he would constantly shit on my car. Your car's always getting fixed. Well, I mean, it's because I don't maintain it, but, you know, whatever. I beat the fuck out of this thing.
It is what it is. Let me see if I have any stories. I think I had a stories. Not in the porn section. Colin. Pod topics. I need to clean this out. Oh, here's a fun one.
Ooh, yeah.
San Francisco. you know, had the guy gotten arrested for eating a sandwich when we recorded last week? I think we talked about that last week. Well, you may be able to get arrested for eating a sandwich in San Francisco, but you know what you can't get arrested for anymore? Public urination and prostitution will no longer be prosecuted.
Eh.
Still illegal, but they won't prosecute.
You can also steal things if you're under $900 of theft. They won't prosecute. They won't even go after. You can't even call the cops for it.
Here's my problem with this. It's not that prostitution will no longer be prosecuted. It's that they didn't just legalize it so they could regulate it. Because now what they're doing is being like, well, we're not going to prosecute prostitution, so sex trafficking is going to go through the fucking roof in San Francisco.
Yeah.
How fucked up is this? Like, if you're going to do it, do it like fucking Nevada or Reno or whatever. Legalize it and regulate it so you don't just have fucking sex slaves being trafficked through your shitty little fucking town where now your police won't even fucking do anything about it because, like, oh, we don't prosecute prostitution, so enjoy being fucking sex slaves in San Francisco for the rest of your life. It's fucked up, man. I don't know. Disturbs me.
I've seen a number of posts this week since the Disney Plus thing came out of people complaining that now it's just like cable again and they're just paying a bunch of different people for all the same TV. And I'm like, huh, that's weird. It sounds like something that we talked about before. Like, shit, basically the inception of this fucking podcast.
Because
I'm pretty sure the inception of this podcast was right around the same time that the fucking WWE Network came out.
It was, because the first episode was us watching WrestleMania 30.
And I'm pretty sure we talked about that.
Yeah, it's almost...
And I'm like, and people get really upset about it, like, it's fucking bullshit, and they just need to consolidate. I'm like, yeah, they need to consolidate, like cable?
Yeah.
Like, we got away with cord cutting for 10 fucking years. Like, that's an extremely long time to get away with consuming media without paying for it
also,
in one way or another.
Here's the other thing. You don't need to watch them all.
No, you don't.
Just pick one.
Yeah.
Just pick one. Yeah, I'm pick fine. One or two. Hulu and Amazon, you're fucking fine. And you probably have Amazon anyway because you got fucking
Amazon. Know, I almost never use Amazon.
You know what? I didn't used to, but I do a lot now. I use it more than
there's
Netflix.
There's a lot of
now,
shit on there.
Because there's a lot of good shit on there.
There's a lot of, you know what's really cool about that is like some of the YouTube shit that's on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah. All the AVGN shit's on there.
Oh, neat.
Yep. It's all fucking serialized in seasons.
That's cool. Yeah. They have a lot of weird, like obscure, like horror shit.
Yeah.
Like weird dumb shit that nobody else would give a fuck about on
there.
Well,
and they're fucking, the Prime originals are pretty good too.
I don't know if I've ever watched any.
I mean, I fucking personally was.
Yeah, I think you told me to watch Man in the High Castle. Was that you? Told me to watch something like that on there.
Well, no, I keep talking about how I want to watch it because, you know.
Yeah.
Philip K. Dick.
And you do love Dick.
That's true. Yeah. I want Dick. I need Dick. I got Dick.
You got anything else, or should I get into emails?
Hold on. Let me take a look. See here, but I don't know. I don't know why people get upset about it. I'm like, like you said, don't consume it. It's not that fucking difficult.
You don't need everything. You don't need to watch.
Yes,
every
they do. They need
show.
Every single thing.
Mostly because most of them are bad.
Okay, we talked about the human Brian.
To the human Brian. And I'm the human Brian.
Oh, yeah. So that's the other thing. Last week, went to Norfolk, Nebraska to change out some TVs at a customer's house. Fucking house was ridiculous.
What was their paint selection like?
I mean, all white.
That's lame.
I don't get it. Anyway...
Anybody who listened to the first half of this podcast will get it.
Yeah, I guess. We are like, oh, all right, what's to eat? And looking around, and it's a fucking small town, so there's not a lot.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm looking food near me. That's what you do on Google when you don't know what to go eat.
Yeah.
And it popped up this place called Uncle Gerald's Pub BQ.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, barbecue. Ooh, it's got like really good rate. Ooh, we should do that for dinner. So we went there.
Okay.
Oh.
Good.
Goddamn, dude.
How far away is Norfolk?
It's like a 2-hour drive.
Worth the drive? like some Saturday worth the drive up there just to eat?
I mean, if we could find something else to do in between or
sure.
anywhere else, yes.
All right.
Goddamn, though. Fucking, and I just got baked beans for my side, which were decent, although they had a lot of, they had like onions, peppers, and Ooh. Tomatoes in it, which I'm not generally a fan of a bunch of
you
vegetables.
You are selling me on those baked beans.
They're good, though. I good am flavor. A fan. But that fucking meat was delicious.
Really?
Their house barbecue sauce was a maple bourbon.
Hmm.
Which was rich. All so right. I bought two bottles of it.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. I think me and Doria decided for Thanksgiving. Like my sister might be doing something. I'm like, we could still do something here and maybe go hit that up or something. I'm like, I don't really want to do a turkey. And she's like, let's do ribs. I'm like, fucking done.
Perfect.
Like, I didn't have to think about that.
Something to really be thankful for.
Right?
Nice.
Do a barbecue Thanksgiving.
Awesome.
Because
I'll be swinging by after all my other Thanksgivings.
I mean, I'm hoping to make enough, so.
Oh, then I'm actually going to swing by after all my other Thanksgivings. All right, emails?
Yeah, that's fine.
TheLoudNeighbors@outlook.com is the email address if you'd like to write an email.
All right. Sorry.
Mimsy writes in. She says, congrats on the weight loss and raising the monies for the children, because I'm fucking trim looking, Colin. I don't know if you've noticed.
They tell you I went back up.
Oh,
so I got down to like 230.
Yeah.
Actually, I beat you to 230.
Yes.
Because we were racing.
Right.
And I got to 228, and that was the lowest I got.
Yeah.
And then like a couple weeks ago, I was like, got on the scale. It was like 254. I'm like,
oof.
Fuck.
You fat fuck.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm
under 250 again.
Good job.
It's been difficult, but it's, man, I tell you what, everybody's got vices, right?
Yeah.
For me, it's sweet shit.
I get it.
Sugary garbage that I don't fucking need.
Yeah, I'm not big into it, so.
Yeah, that would be nice if
I
wasn't. I
like to just eat, though. Like, I don't eat snacks, but like if I'm like, I'm in a snacking mood, I'm just going to like make like six sandwiches or whatever.
I get that too.
Or some eggs.
I really fucking, I really wish. And a big part of it is I started this job and fucking mostly eating out every day for lunch.
That doesn't help. Also,
it doesn't, but I've tried to make a little bit more conscious decisions.
Your other big problem is potato chips. You are a fucking chip hound and that shit is terrible for you.
I don't
you.
Like potato chips.
Every time you're over here, you're Doritos. Munching on a bag of
That's
chips.
Different.
It's not
it
different.
Is.
It's probably worse for you.
I mean, it's not because they're baked, right?
Anyway, oh, fuck, man. So I got
pretzels actually is my fucking vice.
Got this nice anxiety bump.
Yeah.
I was down to 224.
Wow.
Yeah, when we don't eat or sleep for 2 or 3 days,
yeah,
you shed pounds. I'm back up to 230, though.
Ah, fatty.
I got it back. I was
what
so
a
mad.
Fucking dump truck.
But I dropped down to 224, man.
Wow.
I was like, oof. That's good. I got to keep this off. But then I
want to
like,
figure
shit
out how to get to like 220 and just maintain. Because I don't need to get thinner than that. I mean, I know the BMI says I do, but I'll never fucking.
Squats every day, buddy.
Yeah.
No shit. Squats every day.
Yeah, that does burn. That was another thing. Like,
that's how I've gotten down to
when
where
we
I'm at.
When we were at that house, I fucking must have gone up 50 flights of stairs.
Yep.
Because I had
That'll
to keep
do
going
it.
Up and down, up and down. Yeah, it was fucking. My calves were burning every day.
Extra Life was fun. We need a Jackbox night. Would you be interested in a Jackbox night?
Yeah.
I would definitely
Jackbox
be interested
is fun.
In a Jackbox night. My favorite part of your stream was Ben seething because you hated Doom. It was fun. Doom was a bad game. I'm sorry.
I've never been a fan.
I'm sorry that it made you mad, but the game is...
And like I said, I enjoyed Unreal multiplayer shit. It's fun.
I didn't, but that's fair.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
You should try my friend Pedro. Never heard of it, but I'll look into it. Well, wasn't able to finish my email because the pod came out so late. Womp. Cheers. You know,
I was out of town.
I had that fucker to call in on Monday afternoon,
Did.
Too.
And
God damn it.
I didn't get it out. That's fine.
That's fine. It happens. This one, I'm going to get to him on fucking Wednesday and then bitch that it's not up Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's true.
It's how it happens.
It does.
Every week, it's one of our faults. We got another email from Matt.
Plugging a book?
Let's find out. He says, we hell, which would you testicular tenants rather have? Limitless virtual reality. You dream it, you can see it, but you can't touch anything in it. I mean, I kind of have that already with my bridge crew, which is all I ever really needed.
Or the internet.
Or a sex robot. You can make it look however you want, but you can't change the original configuration. I mean, as long as the original configuration doesn't have a dick, probably that one. I need to see the original configuration before I make this decision.
Right.
Also, I wrote a fucking fantasy book, and all three, well, two, counting me, of your listeners should buy a dozen copies each. I will buy a copy. He gives a link. The holidays are fast approaching, so just knock everybody off your list with ease. Check out www.mwarrenaskins.com and simply go from there. We'll put a link up on both the Facebook pages, and I'll put a link up on theloudneighbors.com, which is a fully functional website that turns out I haven't used.
Yeah, I'm glad I fucking spent the time.
I wrote a Spider-Man review
the day after I put it up, and you haven't touched it since.
I'll write more reviews. I'm sorry. You're right. Fuck. So mwarrenaskins.com. I'll throw links up everywhere and in the show notes.
God damn it. This means I'm actually going to have to read a book.
I'm excited about it because I haven't read a book in a while, and I need a new book.
Paperback.
I think the last book I read was those fucking ancillary justice books, which were excellent. This particular book is about a knight going on an impossible quest, but at its heart, it's a slow burn revenge story. Oh, Colin's going to hate it.
I'm not. I don't hate slow burns.
You better front load the plot into the first six pages and then just end the book. Because,
God damn it.
Because if you take any time developing anything, Colin's going to say it's slow and long and boring because he has the attention span of a fucking toddler.
Have you ever read Dragonlance books?
No. Aren't those Dungeons and Dragons?
It's Wizards, TSR, Wizards of the Coast. Yeah. It's good stuff. I think you might enjoy it.
Okay. I won't make you read the pitch because that would just sound corny, you know? And the synopsis is on the website and I need traffic. So just go there, you bums. Hugs and kisses, Matt. I will go there and buy a copy of your book. But first, I'm going to go to Half Price Books and make sure somebody else hasn't dumped it on the shelf. Save a little. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that to somebody.
I just ordered it.
Good for you. I will order it before I go to bed tonight.
Oh, shit. What?
What?
Oh, nothing. I think I get the Kindle version, too.
Oh, that's nice. I don't own a Kindle, but I do.
I haven't put anything on it. I got it cheap.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
I don't know if I could read off of it. Like, I spend all day reading off screen, so that sounds retarded to say out loud.
Have you looked at the e-ink ones?
Yes. My ex had one.
Professional.
That was you.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I was like, I don't want to have the fucking dope-ass Zelda chime. and they're crazy cool, but I don't know, something about having pages and everything.
Yeah, I get that.
Something about the pages, something about the reading experience. It's like vinyl, man. I need the
tactile
experience to get into a book.
I get that. I also kind of hate about books is just the bindings.
Yeah.
Fucking suck.
Oh, I destroy books.
Yeah. It's stupid.
I mean, fucking destroy
them. They should all be on fucking ring binders.
Yes.
The fucking spiral bound.
Exactly.
All of them.
Just bring them into fucking, bring them into Kinko's. They'll do it for you.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it.
Loudneighbors.com, Facebook.com/loudneighbors, loudneighbors@outlook.com.
Yes.
That's good.